radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Born in Belleville, Ontario, and now calling Stony Creek home, Brad James has enjoyed radio airplay with songs off of his self-titled debut CD. You've probably heard If You Like That Sort of Thing, or his cover of Nickelback's Photograph. Brad is here to talk about the CD, songwriting, influences, and I've got a couple of his songs to play as well. Let's welcome Brad James to the show. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Dave.
How is it going this evening?
Very well, very well. How about yourself?
Hey, doing terrific here, and we've got some great promo. Of course, Linda Ewing booked the show, and she's been promoting it. And, of course, one of your biggest fans, Peggy, is also promoting it, and she's excited to be listening.
Yeah, they're both great. I want to say a big shout-out to both those guys. You guys are awesome.
It's great to have fans like that, isn't it, that support you, let you know how much they love your music, and come out to the shows.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it definitely doesn't go unappreciated. I'm really grateful for it, and so like I said a second ago, I want to say big thanks to both you guys and everybody else out there who kind of helps and gives you inspiration to keep going, to keep trucking and making more music.
That's great, and we're going to, as mentioned, got a couple of the songs to play from your CD. Now, on the album, you covered Nickelback's Photograph, and Nickelback's producer was Dale Penner, also produced your CD. What brought about that song, and you did a great cover version of it.
Oh, thank you very much. You know what? I'd always loved that song. Obviously, Dale has worked with Nickelback in the past. And when I was on tour last summer, I started out in Winnipeg, where Dale's from, and I kind of branched off from there and just went out west. But anyway, we're just hanging around having some drinks one night, and we thought, you know, what are we going to do next? And we thought of different cool songs that we might want to work on or cover, however you want to put it. And we thought, why not do that? I mean, because it's got a good story to it. I mean, it's a rock song, but it does tell a story. It's kind of reminiscent and you know, kind of can lend itself to the country theme,
sure,
almost, if you want to call it that. So that's how we decided on that one. Yeah.
Nice. Now, do you have any other cover songs or songs you want to record that we would know of for, say, a next project? Any kind of that are at the top of the list?
You know what? I've always been a huge fan of Tell Me What It Takes by Aerosmith. Tell me what it takes to let you go. I always loved that tune. I always thought that it would be a really cool cover tune to do in a country theme. And I don't think anybody's done it yet. You know what? I don't think anybody's covered it in the sense of put it out as a single at radio. But when I was at a Keith Urban concert once, I remember his band, his backup band, did that while he was taking a break.
Okay.
I don't know if he was maybe going to grab a beer or something like that, but they did it, and it always, I mean, that was, I thought of it before that, and that kind of just solidified in my mind the fact that, you know what, it would totally work. So that one jumps out for me anyway, but I mean, there's tons of great material out there, right? So
for sure. Now let's talk about your influences, Brad, as you got into country music and are now established in it. Who are some of the artists that you look up to and you enjoy their music?
Well, there's two huge ones for me anyway, personally. I mean, the one is just the guy I talked about a second ago, Keith Urban. I think him and Brad Paisley are, you know, they're just the real deal. They play, they write, they sing, they're entertainers, they're performers. They're everything that I, you know, myself as an artist that I could ever aspire to be. And I don't know that I'll ever get that far, but, you know, I definitely draw inspiration from seeing those guys and listening to their music. And, you know, I still buy all their CDs, and I read the liner notes, and I see who the writers are and the producers are and who's doing backups. And, you know, I follow them pretty religiously, actually. So those two for sure. And somebody new that's come along that I'm really digging his music is Eric Church.
Right.
His Homeboy single right now is a powerful song, man. So well
for
written.
Sure.
The production on it, just everything about it. So I'm definitely checking out that guy as well, too.
Yeah, he's got some good tunes out as well. There's one he does called Lightning, which is about a guy who is basically going to the electric chair and just talks about that whole experience. And it didn't get much radio airplay, but you can sort of catch it on YouTube. But it's a really powerful song.
Was that
off
Carolina?
Song. I think it is.
Is it? Okay, I'm going to check that one out.
Yeah, check it out. I think it's on that album.
Okay, I know he's got a new record coming out. I think it's the 29th of this month, the one that, like, Homeboy's off of and stuff. So I'm going to be going to be hitting the CD store and picking that up for sure, too.
Right on. Yeah, Eric Church is a great artist. Now, as far as songwriting, can you take us back, Brad? You do most of your songwriting. When did you first attempt to write a song, and what was it like at that point?
Pretty bad, probably. But I don't know. I'm probably in the early 2000s is kind of when I started getting really interested in music and stuff like that. And I remember, yeah, I kind of took a stab, I guess you could call it, writing for songs. But I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? If you're not, you're not going to start and be fantastic at it right off the bat. You got to learn just like anything else, like playing basketball or playing guitar. You're not going to be great right off the bat. You got to pay your dues, I guess, if you want to call it that. It's a cliche, but. Yeah, I've been doing it for a while now, and it's a process I really do enjoy. I just find that I don't. It's a task for me that I do when I've got to get something done. You know, I wish it was a little more organic than that, but I mean, it is what it is. Some people sit down for a couple hours and enjoy reading a book. Some like to play the guitar, and some like to write songs. I kind of do it when I need to do it or need to get something out. But I do enjoy the process for sure.
So do you ever get inspired, say you're driving down the street or in the middle of the night, do you get ideas that hit you like that, or is it more when you decide, okay, now's the time to write a song, and then you sit down and do it?
It does. You know, it does kind of happen for me, like the first place you described it, you know, in the middle of the night or something like that. In fact, I had an idea about a week and a half ago or something like that. It was the first time in a while. The stupid thing is, even while it's happening, I know I should get out my phone and record it, like get the idea now, because you're never going to remember the melody the way it was in your head at that time. You're never going to remember the cool lines and stuff like that, but you get lazy, like, I'll remember, but you don't. But with today's technology, I should be a little more quick on that. But anyway, yeah, I do, those little inspirations or those little ideas and things do come to me once in a while, and they can lead to some pretty cool things sometimes.
Now, for those who don't write, at least on the music side of things, when a melody hits you, Brad, does it come all at once? Like, does a full song come to you, or do you sort of piece together different lines of a melody? Like, how does that work for you?
Well, for me personally, it's usually like a chorus-y kind of thing, right? Because that's not always, but generally the hooky kind of catchy part of the song is going to be in the chorus, but you want people to be able to latch on to and remember and sing along to, like, easier the better sometimes, really. That's Justin Bieber. But
that's Baby, right?
Yeah, you got it. Now it's in my head already. I don't even have to sing it out loud. Like, it's there. But, yeah, I mean, it's never, for me anyway, maybe it is for other people, but for me, it's usually just a little couple lines here and, like you said, a melody there, and it kind of build upon that, and hopefully you come up with something kind of cool.
Now, for you, between the two, melody and the lyric side of things, does one come easier to you than the other? Is one you've got to work on a little more?
You know what? I don't think either of them comes easier, but I think it's just like I said a couple minutes ago, it's something you've got to work at, right? The more you do it, the better you get at it. So, yeah, I mean, it's not like an Elton John, Bernie Taupin thing where one does the lyrics and one writes the music, and in my head, it's kind of... You just kind of tackle both at the same time. And
they're both
and
happening,
make them work together, yeah, for me.
Let's turn to a song, Brad, from your self-titled debut CD. And this one is called Waiting on a Miracle. What can you tell us about the song and also the writers on it?
All right. This is actually the last song that I wrote when I was in Nashville and I was living down there before. It was with a guy named Wes Hightower. And he used to be he used to tour with George Strait. He was his backup singer, but now he resides, I think, permanently in Nashville, and he writes and stuff like that. But he's the backup singer guy for all the big dudes down there. Like, he does all Brad Paisley's harmonies and stuff on his vocals,
okay,
or on his stuff. If you look in Brad Paisley's liner notes, you'll see Wes Hightower's name on pretty much every song. This dude is really cool. I mean, there's so many people down there that have just tons and tons of experience and so many different facets of the industry, right? So it was kind of cool to hear his stories and stuff. And he was a really nice guy. I enjoyed writing with him. And if if and when I'm lucky enough to get back down there again and to be able to spend some time to do some more running, then I'm definitely going to hook them up or look them up and see if we can get together and do some more running, because I really did enjoy the experience, as I did pretty much everybody. So
very cool.
Proud of it, and hope you guys like it.
Yeah. So what's the overall message in the song? I mean, we're going to hear it, of course, but just sort of how did you get inspired?
I think that Wes had the idea for that song, a couple lines, but it was just a straight ahead. Life is good. Love my life. Love my partner, wife, or whoever you're relating it to, and you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Just enjoy your life. That's kind of the message that we were going for in this song.
Awesome, Brad. Well, let's share the song now, and then we'll come back and talk about a bunch more things. This is Brad James, Waiting on a Miracle, here in the country. Ontario's Brad James and Waiting on a Miracle. That's from his debut self-titled CD. Great song. And where online, Brad, can our listeners go to find out more about you?
Well, I'm on MySpace. It's myspace.com/Brad James Music. I try to keep all my dates wherever I'm playing, whenever I'm playing, up to date on that. Go there. Facebook as well. I mean, just look me up, Brad James Music, on Facebook or on the fan page. And then there's my EPK, which is Electronic Press Kit. It's kind of got a little bit of everything about me and stuff. Again, shows, pictures, profile, the whole deal. That's Severe North Music, all one word, severenorthmusic.com/Brad James. And I'm starting to use the Twitter thing as well, too. So
Take time.
Yeah, exactly. So all the usual areas for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, it takes time to get into Twitter. In fact, Jerry Seinfeld for the first time just started using it, I think, 2 days ago, and now he's trying to get into it. Yeah.
I'll definitely follow Jerry Seinfeld. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, Sein Time is his handle there, but just started doing that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Now, speaking of. Yeah, that's cool. Speaking of shows now, you've got one coming up this Saturday, Linda was telling me about, opening up for Emerson Drive. What is that experience going to be like? It must be pretty exciting, just looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Fergus Truck Show this Saturday. I'm doing a 8:30 to 9:30 time slot, and then they're on afterwards, so I'm definitely pretty stoked about that. I had the opportunity to open up them about a year and a half ago, or just over a year anyway, in Listowel at the Patty Fest up there. And actually, you know what? That's where I met Peggy.
Okay.
Where I met Peggy.
Yeah. Great.
Dale Wallace, keyboardist in Emerson Drive, he played keys on Photograph for us. And Murray Pulver, actually, he co-produced that with my producer as well, too. So that was kind of cool working with both those guys. But getting back to the show on Saturday, yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. I love doing, you know, outdoor kind of festivals, shows like that. They're just a lot of fun, and you get to meet some new people and, you know, hang around and party because it's Saturday night.
Exactly. And obviously, fans have a chance afterwards at this show and other shows to come backstage or wherever you are going to be and meet you. That's pretty good, cool feeling, I guess, talking to your fans and hearing about your music and what they think about it?
You know, 100%. You know, it's something that I really, really do not take for granted. It's a very flattering experience, and I really want to take time each and every time to meet as many people as I can and say hello and hopefully get a copy of my CD in their hands and maybe in a T-shirt or something like that. But it's a really gratifying feeling when people see the show and they enjoy it and they come up and let you know. So can't beat it.
Now, it's a really cool experience for those fans to meet you because they love your music and you know, you're a big artist to them. How about for you? Is there somebody so far, Brad, that you've met, whether it's down in Nashville or in Ontario, that was that feeling for you, somebody you were pretty excited to meet in the music world?
You know what? Yeah. I was lucky enough to meet Nickelback when I was out west last year, I guess, because they were playing in Winnipeg that night. And obviously, Dale, my producer, you know, he's familiar with the guy, so he got us a couple tickets, and he did the whole meet and greet beforehand, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, that's
not bad.
Yeah, not too bad at all.
So you got to speak with Chad?
Yeah, it was pretty quick, but they all seemed like pretty nice guys, and down to earth themselves, they didn't come across as having any kind of errors or anything like that about them. They seemed like pretty cool dudes.
Now, what are your shows like when you're on stage? Is it, I think you were talking about a lot of energy and having lots of fun. Do you interact with the audience, you know, tell them a bit about the song or tell them any kinds of stories as you're performing?
It usually depends on the venue and the vibe and kind of if it's your show or if you're opening up for somebody. It's like a lot of variables involved. I mean, I try to keep the pace going because you don't want the show to kind of slow down per se, but try to keep the talking to a little bit of a minimum, but it's always nice to do it, pick your spots, I guess, is the best way to put it, you know.
Sure.
Make it a little more personal with the crowd, and, you know, if you see somebody's just giving her, you know, it kind of makes you feel good. So it's nice to have that interaction with them, because then, makes them go a little more crazy. So, like I said, I guess it all depends on where and when you're at, so.
Yeah,
but I do,
makes sense.
That's one of the most, interactive, immediate pleasures of doing what I do is that you get to do that, you know. And it's not too many careers or even opportunities in everyday life that you get the opportunity to do that, so I always enjoy it and try to make it as fun for me and as fun for everybody else that's involved as possible. Why not?
yeah exactly, it's a party. Have you had the chance to debut any new songs at any point in front of an audience and get that reaction? You know, maybe you're a little nervous the first time sharing a song.
Not recently, Dave, but I do remember that feeling of, yeah, when I first, you know, had my own material that was coming out and like you said, debuting it, and kind of wondering what the reaction is going to be. So, yeah, you're always kind of wary, I guess you could say, of, you know, or you're hoping that they're going to like it. And people, I mean, it's just human nature. I mean, I was at a Tim McGraw concert a couple weeks ago where, you know, he did a couple of new songs and you're like, that's kind of cool, but it's just, you know, something like that, and all those other hits. You know, people are they know that, and so it's like that connection that they have already. So
exactly,
you have to build that up, right? But that comes with years and years and years of having hits and going about it like that.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean. If it's a brand new song, you almost need to hear it a few times on the radio or on the CD to know it and appreciate it in concert. But if they're debuting it, you're too busy trying to hear it, I guess, to get into it.
Yeah, everybody's like. It's like the attentive audience syndrome, you know.
Yeah.
People, instead of drinking their beer and going, "Whoa, they're okay. Do I like this song? Do I not like this song? Do I like the song? Do I
That's
not
right.
like the song?" So yeah, you've got to kind of get past that hurdle.
Let's turn now to another song from the album, Brad. And I was telling you before we went on air how much I love this song. It's called Abilene. Can you again tell us about the writers and anything else, and then we'll let our listeners have a listen to it.
Okay. Well, this one I did not write. I wish I did, but I didn't, because it's probably my favorite song off the album. It's so melancholy, and I just every time I listen to it, it just puts me to a place, which, you know, that's one of the great things about music. One of the writers on this is a guy named Jed Hughes. He's a really famous Australian writer, and I didn't have the opportunity to write with him, but the other person who wrote it, her name is Tammy Heinisch or Hinnish. I can't remember. I think it's Hinnish. She's a young writer in Nashville, and I did have the opportunity to write with her. We did write a pretty cool song together, and we never recorded it, but she was very, very nice, and again, somebody who I'd love to reconnect with when I get back down there to start the whole process of another record again. So, yeah, as soon as I heard this album, I loved it, and I knew I wanted to record it, so
nice.
I just love this song. Yeah.
Well, let's share it now and let our listeners appreciate it as well. It's called Abilene, sung by Brad James here on In the Country.
Hanging in the back streets, tall and cool, work my charm like a naive fool, twirling your curls and your fingertips. All I want is you. Neon lights flicker and burn. The clock keeps ticking and the world turns. Reaching up to kiss me on the edge of your toes. Cruising up the main street and down again. Maybe ever you're trying to make a scene, do anything,
And that is Brad James and the song Abilene. That is off of his self-titled debut CD. Now, you were talking about where we could find you online, Brad. Is the CD available at iTunes? You're downloading?
Yes, it is. Yep.
Perfect.
Go pick it up there for sure. Or come and
awesome.
See me on Saturday and I'll get you on. Actually, are you coming on Saturday, Dave?
I won't be there, actually, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad, man. I was hoping to see you.
Yeah, I got to see you at the 820 Jam party. That was going back a year and a half or so ago when Jason McCoy was there. That was a cool time.
Yeah, it was fun. That was a fun show.
That was a good one.
That
yeah, and our remaining
you're
go ahead.
So it was last September, right?
Well, it may have been. You know, it's funny how time, you lose track of time, but yeah, it may have been just in the last year.
Yeah.
That was a cool time. In our remaining moments here, Brad, just wanted to ask you about a future project, just sort of if you can sum up, or are you working towards one?
That's my goal. I mean, I definitely want to continue, and you know, I love what I do. So, yeah, that's definitely my goal. You know, money is always something that you kind of have to take into consideration, but it's a labor of love, and it's something that I'll always want to do. So I'm
nice.
Hoping within the next, I don't know, three months, 6 months, that I can start the whole process over again.
And have you started on some songs towards that? You've got some ready?
Yeah, I was down in Nashville in February, did a little bit of writing when I was down there. I wasn't able to spend a ton of time down there. But I did get some songs from publishing companies as well, too. So I did a two-song demo up in Toronto probably about a month ago. And going to apply for some grants and stuff with that. So, and those are two songs that I really dig. So hopefully those will be on the record as well too. But
awesome.
Yeah, always looking for new material, and I want to start writing again myself.
Very good, Brad. Yeah. Been a pleasure to talk with you. I've had you on the show before, of course. Always a good time to talk about these things and catch up. And thanks so much for spending the time.
My pleasure, Dave. And say thanks to Linda for setting it up, and I'll see Peggy and all you guys on Saturday night, and Dave, hopefully we'll see you sooner rather than later.
Sounds good to me. Thanks again, Brad. My guest today, once again, has been Ontario's Brad James. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.